We continue our series of sermonettes on faith from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, which reads, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Today's sermonette is the challenge of faith. Let us be honest. Faith is not always easy. Doubt often shadows faith's light. There are days when our confidence is shaken, when the silence feels unbearable, when our hearts ache with longing for answers that do not come. Even the strongest among us have cried out, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." But it is in these moments of struggle that faith grows. Like a muscle, faith is strengthened through use, through the choice to believe, even when belief is hard. Faith does not require the absence of doubt. It requires the courage to move forward despite it. In the story of Peter walking on water, we see a beautiful illustration. As long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, he walked above the waves. But when he looked at the storm, he began to sink. Yet, even then, he called out, and Jesus reached down to lift him up. Faith is not about never faltering, but about knowing where to reach when we do. The next segment on walking by faith and not by sight is faith as a community journey. Faith is often spoken of as a personal journey, but it flourishes most within community. When our faith falters, the faith of those around us can uphold us. When we rejoice, our joy is doubled. When we weep, our burdens are shared. The church, whether gathered in buildings or connected in spirit across distances, is a tapestry of faith, each thread vital, each story important. We're called to encourage one another, to share testimonies of God's goodness and provision, to pray for one another, and to serve together. In the Acts of the Apostles, we see early believers who held all things in common, breaking bread and worshiping together. Their unity was a witness to their faith, a faith that changed the world. Let us never underestimate the power of a kind word, a listening ear, or a helping hand. These simple acts born of faith can restore hope to the weary and light a spark in the discouraged. The next segment, the fruits of faith. What does faith produce in our lives? Love, for one. As Paul wrote to the Galatians, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love in Galatians 5th chapter 6th verse. True faith is never static. It moves us to action. It stirs us to forgive those who wrong us, to seek justice for the oppressed, to give generously, and to love unconditionally. Faith gives birth to hope, a hope that endures through trials, that sees beyond the present troubles, and that trusts in a future secured by God's promises. Faith brings peace, not because life is easy, but because we are anchored in one who is unshakable. And faith brings joy, not the fleeting happiness of circumstance, but the deep, abiding joy that comes from knowing we are loved, known, and held by God. The next segment, growing in faith.